So I've been chef for Mishnah. Aita noisei es hamerkav. If someone is carrying a merkav, so merkav we said was something that was fit to be ridden on. And the simplest example is like a saddle. All right. So let's say it's a saddle. So he's carrying a saddle that a zav had sat on. So that's very, the saddle's got a high level of impurity. But nisa lav, or it's carrying him. So or it's carrying him. Vamasito, or he moves it without touching it again. Whenever it says moves it in this way, it means without touching it. Like he's using something else to move it with. So all the while that he's actually in contact with it again, he is going to be an avatuma, same as the last two mishnas. Then he will transmit impurity to two, to another three levels, right? Parish, once he separates from any of these things, metame echad apoisel echad. So he will now become a rishon latuma, and he will therefore only transmit impurity to another two levels. Hanoise es hanavela. Next case, someone who is carrying a carcass, dead animal. And again, obviously without touching it, otherwise it's a different discussion. There's mechatis, or the water, the purifications of the water for the red heifer. And he's carrying it, remember we said that not to sprinkle it, because if you take it to sprinkle, it doesn't transmit impurity. But yeah, he's doing it not, so he's doing it not to sprinkle, so it's going to make him impure. Shiashbem kedazah, in there's enough there over there to sprinkle. Metamashnam uposel echat. So all the while he's actually doing it, he is again an avatuma, and he will transmit impurity to three more levels. Parash, once he separates, metame echad apoisel echad, he will become a rishon letuma, first level impurity, and he will now only transmit impurity to another two steps.